Today we are talking about cycling and making a difference. Lifetime Fitness is hosting an event which benefits St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They are an amazing place, helping families, helping children. And so now Lifetime, the second year in a row, you're working with them on this, and it's a day of fun and cycling. And so we're talking to Senior Director of Group Fitness, Rob Glick, is with us. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. And Lifetime Fitness, you have places all over, like 122 centers. Tell us a little bit about Lifetime.
So we have Lifetime and Lifetime Athletic, and we have over 128 locations all across the United States and a couple locations in Canada. And really, we look at it like we're the healthy way of life company, and we want to be partner with everybody who wants to really start down that road or has the road of a healthy way of life.
Right. You help people with overall fitness.
Absolutely. Know. Yeah. We're full service centers. We partner with them to ensure that they just make really good, healthy choices. And we have everything from incredible yoga. Our yoga is, you know, just top notch, the most amazing teachers. We have wonderful indoor cycling. That's what we're going to talk about in a little bit. And we have great group fitness, personal training, pools like you can imagine. I mean, people who have children, we're super family friendly. And we have these incredible aquatic centers, rock walls, you know, it's just racquetball, you name it, in many of our locations. So it's a really wonderful destination to go and just really tap into your health and wellness.
Yeah, beautiful locations. Your center here is in Laguna Niguel, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Here in Southern California, we have the Laguna Niguel location. Probably in 2018, we'll have another beautiful location in San Clemente. Mm-hmm. Also in California, we have Roseville. And just this next month, we're opening up another location in Folsom that's going to be extraordinary.
Okay, so you're expanding.
Yes, but yeah.
Right now, you're already national.
Yeah. Like I said, 128 locations currently. And we plan on having another, you know, 10 to 12 in 2018 and onward and upward. You know, it's just such an amazing facility, and people really tapping into having that healthy way of lifestyle. It's been really a wonderful place to do it.
Fast and growing. And mm-hmm. What made you partner with St. Jude?
Just as you said in the intro, St. Jude has made such a huge difference. When we think about, you know, in 1962, only 20% of mm-hmm. children survived through a really, you know, devastating report of cancer. And through St. Jude's incredible work, more than 80% of mm-hmm. the children survive. So that's one reason. You know, they really put their money where their mouth is and do incredible research. The other thing that's extraordinary is that the children who end up going to St. Jude and their families are brought in like family. And they spend no money. You know, they know that when you get that report as a parent that your child has cancer and potentially a terminal cancer, you're already devastated. And the fear of then having to come out of pocket and, you know, just turn your world upside down, they try to minimize that. So they bring the families in, they put them up, they make sure that they're so well taken care of, and all they can focus on is the health and well-being of that mm-hmm. child. And that's why they're a perfect partner for us. You know, we, again, are a healthy way of life company that focuses on the life of the whole family. Whether you're very young, we actually have academies for the young to start that healthy way of life, or, you know, your active aging population. We don't care where you are in your life cycle. And so that's why they're such an amazing partner for us.
Yeah. It's about the health and the well-being of the whole family, of the kids and the family. In St. Jude, you're right, they take parents in and families and they don't pay. They are helping all over the world through their research.
What's so neat, you're exactly mm-hmm. right. It's like open source, right? They do all of this research and they share it with medical facilities, mm-hmm. doctors all over the world. And so they really say, hey, let us open up this portfolio of research that we've done so that you can leverage that and help more children.
In addition to working with St. Jude, you also are helping to improve children's nutrition around the country, right?
Yeah, that's what's so wonderful about this partnership. You know, and it's so rare that two amazing charitable organizations come together, but the marriage was perfect. At Lifetime, we have something called the Lifetime Foundation, and it focuses on making sure that children have healthy lunches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of us take that for granted, but children all over the United States don't have access to healthy food. They have, you know, processed foods. And mm-hmm. so Lifetime has really said, hey, you know what, we're going to pick school districts that need assistance, and we're going to ensure that those children get good nutrition for their body like they're getting for their minds at school. And it's been a really wonderful foundation to do that. And then you partner that with what St. Jude's is doing to really help kids be healthy and recover from hearing that they've got cancer, mm-hmm. and it's a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm. And so you've picked this day. So we've got this day coming up. It's national.
On April 22nd, in most locations, we will be having a four-hour ride. And again, don't let that number 4 hours scare you. You can choose to do it as a tag team relay style. And you'll go on lifetimeride.stjude.org and register. You can register at any one of our locations. And if you're not close to one and you just want to donate to these two wonderful organizations and foundations, you can do that as well. But again, it's a four-hour ride. You can choose to get a team together and each do 1 hour, or you can do two or three or all four of the hours, or again, just one is fine. Whatever you can do, we've got a bike for you, and we want to see you on a bike.
Members and non-members.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be a member right now to help St. Jude to be part of this ride.
That's right. We want to open our doors to anybody and everybody to come on in and to help assist in raising money for these two wonderful organizations. Another thing that we do, again, in this idea of the Lifetime Foundation and creating healthy lunches, is we make sure any food that we serve in Lifetime, we say it like this, if it's here, it's healthy. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do the work. And we will be serving healthy food after every hour of the ride, shakes and smoothies and other things that people can have. So you ride for like almost an hour, have a little nutrition. If you want to stay and do another hour, you can. Our goal is to have everybody raise $250 per hour. So if we think about all the bikes that we have times 4 hours, our BHAG, our big, hairy, audacious goal is to raise $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're successful in that, if we could raise $2 million, we could save 5 children's lives and take a whole school district and make sure that they have healthy lunches. So it's huge.
Yeah. And so it just takes participation. And you can have a team there. You can trade off. Like you said, you can ride for an hour and then you can have a teammate get on and then take the next hour. So you can do it that way with teams.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So get the office involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your office out for the day. This is Saturday, April 22nd. A good day, fun times. Is there music going on? What's going on as you're riding?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked about that. So at Lifetime, we have three different styles of cycling classes. Mm-hmm. We have one called AMP. And AMP is a party with a purpose. You know, it's really like great music, the most current music, and you take that great music and you just enjoy the hour. It's on, you know, almost imagine dancing on the bike and, oh, by the way, you're getting a great workout and burning lots of calories. The next program we have is EDGE. And EDGE is still a lot of fun, incredible music, but the idea behind EDGE is to have objective-based drills. You do a drill, like the teacher might say, hey, for the next 8 minutes, you're going to imagine that you're climbing a mountain. And, you know, just like these children have to deal with obstacles in their lives, we're going to get over this obstacle all together. So for the next 8 minutes, I want you to work as hard as you can. And I want you to really picture somebody that you're working hard for. And then after that 8 minutes is over, a little party, you know, and then you go on to the next objective-based drill. The third style of class we offer is called Power. And Power is designed for those outdoor endurance athletes that are triathletes, that are cycling athletes, that are doing any kind of really goals to improve their endurance outdoors. And in that one, you know, it's coaching style. You got your stopwatch out and you're coaching them to do better in performance. Anybody who comes to ride for a reason will get to experience all three.
So there's different styles of how you can participate that day. Riding indoor, is that one of the big parts of Lifetime, is that you have a lot of indoor, you've got the bikes, the cycles?
So both, Tina, you know, so we mm-hmm. really look at it like boutiques inside of this beautiful facility. You know, so you've got the indoor cycle boutique, you've got the yoga boutique, you've got these group fitness studio boutiques where you can get the best in class programming. So in that indoor cycling boutique, then we provide this opportunity for people to find what they love. Because what we know is if you don't like it, you're not going to stick with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we offer these three unique programs. And this will be almost like a little sampler for anybody who comes. They can try a little bit of each one and find what would be the program that would most inspire and motivate them to stick to having a healthy way of life for their future.
Right. And when you find something that works for you, you mm-hmm. stick with it. So you've got Lifetime, the fitness facilities, mm-hmm. and then the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you're working with St. Jude. And so you can help St. Jude at Lifetime. And that's April 22nd, a Saturday. What time does it start?
It will start at most locations at 8 a.m. Uh-huh. and run from 8 to 12. And remember, if you can't get to Lifetime that day for some reason, you know, get out on your bike and ride. Go ahead and hit that Lifetime ride www.stjude.org, and you can donate there. You can pick any location you want, and you can just donate and really benefit these kids.
And how do you register one more time?
So you go to lifetimeride.stjude.org. And when you go there, you'll notice that there'll be a variety of locations. So any place that's close to your heart, you can pick that location. And if you can't get there, no problem. Just say donate now, and you can donate, and will benefit lots of children.
This is cycling power of the people all over, right? All over your clubs.
Yes, exactly. And we are going to have it at our clubs nationwide on April 22nd from 8 to 12 at most locations. Here in Laguna Niguel, we'll be doing it from 8 to 11. And so we've got that 3-hour ride in Laguna, 4 hours everywhere else. Our goal is to raise $1,000 per bike. And, you know, Tina, there's one other thing I wanted to make sure that we talked about. The neat thing about indoor cycling is the riders are in control. Like you said, they can make it as easy or as hard as they want to make sure that they get the right intensity for them. So if you're new to indoor cycling, guess what? If you don't put very much resistance on the bike, nobody will know but you. So it'll be your own little secret.
Yeah, you can look like you're working as hard as the person who does it 5 days a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Exactly. So all levels is what you're saying. And so Ride for a Reason, benefiting St. Jude, Lifetime's Ride for a Reason, and you're helping St. Jude. And that is a good feeling to help them.
Everybody who's going to participate or just donate, I can't thank you enough, because this is so close to all of our hearts. And anybody who's been touched by cancer, anybody who knows anybody who's been touched by cancer, knows what a difference this makes.
Mm-hmm. And the money, the proceeds that come in, they almost all of them go back in.
Exactly. I mean, these are such great causes. And even with the Lifetime Foundation, 100% of every dollar donated to the Lifetime Foundation directly supports the mission, because all administrative costs are taken out.
Thank you for sharing with us today. It's Lifetime Athletic. Is it
Lifetime
Fitness
Athletic?
Or Athletic?
And Lifetime Fitness. Yeah, so yeah, we have two models. We have Lifetime Fitness and Lifetime Athletic, both offering amazing programming.
In Laguna.
Yeah, in Laguna, yeah. It's Lifetime Athletic.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rob, and for everything that you're doing for St. Jude.